Sometimes, life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated. And how can I say that? Because I was the original, right? I did this like back in 1984, and we hit the internet back in 1994, and we haven't looked back. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history. Straight up, we've been here 41 years, maybe 42, maybe a long, long time. Too long sometimes in the minds of some people. But straight up, this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, a little bit later, we'll bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, not a bit of a light boxing weekend, but we'll talk about the heavyweight situation. Of course, it doesn't involve any Americans. There really aren't any American heavyweights, unless you call Jarrell Big Baby Miller a heavyweight contender, because the guy's like 315 pounds, 320 pounds. He's a gross piece of work. But the bottom line is, he's the only American in the top 20 as far as the heavyweight is concerned in today's world. That is pretty unheard of, seeing that the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, that came to the... Take it back. Marcus of Queensbury developed boxing back in 1865. In 1882, John L. Sullivan became the first world heavyweight champion, of course, from America. And really, the Americans have held the title for the most part. I mean, there's been, like, Primo Carnera had a short run, and, of course, there was Ingemar Johansson and Max Schmeling and this and that. But the bottom line is, these guys, these foreigners, or these people outside the U.S., really haven't held the title that long. Until... Anthony Josh, take that back. Lennox Lewis came along, had two good title runs from the UK, of course, the Olympic gold medalist in 1988. After that, you know, there were some other good guys having a good run too. But the bottom line is, no Americas. Why? We'll talk about that more with Boxing's PhD. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv and, of course, YouTube as well. The Twitch feed is buffering. Oh, man. You know, it's one thing after another. I thought we were going to have a perfect show, and now the Twitch thing is buffering. Nothing goes right around here. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history.
I am not holding an American Silver Dollar in my hand. That was a computer glitch. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's raining, it's pouring. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. The news breaking out of Las Vegas this week is that boxer Shakur, exciting not, Stevenson, has signed a promotional deal with Dana, STD, White, and Zuffa Boxing. And while some, you need to turn him off of my ear. He shouldn't be in my ear. I'll start that again. The news breaking out of Las Vegas that boxer Shakur, exciting not Stevenson, has signed a promotional deal with Dana, STD, White, and Zuffa Boxing. And while some of you may think this is a bad thing, it isn't, as these two deserve each other. There's no doubt about it. I mean, when's the last time Shakur has not stunk the place out? When's the last time he didn't stink? He's probably the most unexciting so-called elite fighter in boxing history, as he can stink out an arena, even in his hometown, much like a giant fart flowing through an air conditioning system. Yeah, Shakur puts fans asleep, but he never puts opponents asleep. And the fact that people customarily leave early are so bored that they're on the phone with their kids, like, yes, folks, Dana deserves Shakur Stevenson, and they deserve each other. No doubt about that. Now we take it to the phone lines. Let's go to the Bronx and to the guy that was chuckling there, the great Socrates Palmer. How are you, Sock?
I'm sorry, sir.
That's not on you because your mic shouldn't be turned up until I say hello.
We'll roll with the punches.
Okay, we'll roll with it. Straight up. Shakur, I'm not, everybody's like freaking out, say Dana's making a move on the big boxing scene, and I've seen some of the schleps online. I'm talking about the YouTube hoes, talking about, Dana this and Dana White, and Dana's making a move. Man, Dana can have Shakur Stevenson. I mean, unless Shakur brings a whole lot of guys with him, Shakur's of no value.
That is true. That's partially true. Look, at this point, Dana White really hasn't done anything monumental in boxing yet. He's just another promoter, another promotion. It's a big signing, obviously. Shakur Stevenson, who is, whether you like him or you don't, you have to respect what he's done, what he's accomplished. He's certainly in that elite category.
Time out. So you're trying to tell me then that this art, the art of boxing, I mean, the idea of the idea is to punch people, not to touch people. I mean, a couple of weeks ago or recently, we saw Shushu Carrington touching people. Listen, is this the Floyd Mayweather syndrome? Is this part of this? Everybody wants to touch guys. They don't want to hurt guys.
For the fear of getting touched back, yes. Look, Shakur definitely is part of that Mayweather tree, right, which kind of, ironically, the roots come from that James Prince tree, right? No coincidence, they both, you know, he managed both fighters.
You know, I don't talk too much. I don't talk a whole lot of smack about him.
Yeah, I mean,
you know why?
Certainly has...
You know why?
Why, sir?
He's dangerous.
Let me tell you. He has a reputation.
Guys that have been around Prince, I'm talking about the father, Sir Rap-A-Lot Records. He really put that Rap-A-Lot Records thing together back in the 80s and whatever it was. But the bottom line is he's an icon in the rap world, but he's scary. I mean, I've been told things that I probably can't repeat on the radio because I can't actually verify them. It wasn't the actual person that was involved. But the bottom line is, yikes, he likes to point objects at people.
Or have other people...
That's what I meant. I didn't mean he doesn't do it himself.
Yeah.
He has other people.
Yeah, I don't think he's gotten his... Yeah, I think he's too old to get his hands dirty at this point.
But his son's a piece of work, though.
His son might be riding off the coattails of a last name that... I mean, let's face it, in 2026, it's a disrespectful era. These young kids do not give a flying, you know what, yesterday.
Whoa! Time out! I hit on this on an article on my Substack page, and I talked about the destabilization of Black America, and I thought that it was by design, because in fact, in the 70s, Black America had good jobs and unions were going and this and that, and then the 80s came around and Ronald Reagan sort of took over, and then everything sort of went downhill from that point forward as far as the Black community is concerned. And people don't realize this, but this is the honest to God truth. Oliver North, who was a military guy, was under Ronald Reagan. He worked on a deal that brought crack into the United States. Crack had never been here before. It was sold predominantly only in Black neighborhoods. And the reason why I found this out is I was a policeman working out at 3 Charlie 5 out in the Potrero District, which is Bayview and Hunters Point. Bottom line is the hood. We have the baseball and the football stadium out there at one point in time. Talk about Candlestick Park. So about 8 hours after the Candlestick Park game, there was still a camper parked in the parking lot. So, you know, they call me and say, you got to go out and check out this camera. There might be somebody. I don't care. So anyway, I go out there instead of knocking on the door because, you know, if I had to put this on paper, I would have knocked. Since I didn't have to put it on paper, I heard some noise. I opened up the door. There's three guys sitting there all on crack, all cracked out of their mind. They got this thing in front of them. They're smoking this stuff out of a pipe. I thought it was PCP. We booked them for PCP. But that was the beginning of the crack epidemic in San Francisco. And, of course, it spread all over the country. And it only affected primarily the Black community. And this, they were targeted for this. And now if you see this Black unruliness and society and this and that, I think it's two generations down from the crack babies. That's what's going on. I think the crack is coming back. I remember Hillary Clinton told Bill Clinton one time, it's the economy, stupid. Well, I'm saying it's the crack, stupid.
We definitely see remnants of the crack baby generation, you know, from the 80s and 90s and all across the board, because, I mean, the incarcerations and the broken homes, it's definitely, you know,
Two people were shot to death over an argument on a St. Louis bus yesterday. And unfortunately, they're my color. You know, I'm 23%. They're my color. This, you know, I mean, two people, they got on the bus. They didn't know they were going to get shot. Something went down. They were killed instead of the two people they were shooting at. Because, you know, gang guys aren't great shots.
No, I don't think they necessarily
they're
go
not
to the
marks,
range
They're
much.
Not marksmen.
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Anyway, it is what it is. Let's go back to the subject of boxing. Straight up. Earl Spence and Derek James got some issues, of course, to talk about his former trainer as far as a lawsuit's concerned. James is claiming he only got $350,000 over the
over the Crawford fight. And, of course, Spence got millions and millions of dollars on that one. I don't know exactly how much. But the bottom line is he's suing for $5 million. Good luck on that, because he probably didn't. I don't think he made $50 million, so I don't think he got 10% of that would be $5 million. But the bottom line is Errol Spence going to go down with Tim Tszyu. Of course, Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence is going to go down later this month in Australia. And it's a bit scary because Errol Spence, 28-1, 22 KOs, hasn't fought in 3 years. It'll be 3 years to the exact time since he lost to Terrence Crawford. He got into that 2019 car crash where he flipped out of a car at 120 miles an hour, and he was running. I don't want to call Errol Spence a runner, but he's a runner. You know why he was running from some dudes at a party? He pulled that gun out, that $10,000 pistol he had, thought he was a badass, pulled out this pistol at a party, and some blood said, "We don't play that, blood. We want to go outside, let's do this." So they were chasing him, and he flipped the car over. That's how he got hurt. Of course, the brain damage, I think, that he sustained, although I'm not a neurologist or a doctor, per se, but it's pretty obvious from the photographs afterwards of his eyes, because when you get brain bleeds, when your brain bleeds, your eyes bleed, and the area around your retinas are all red. And, of course, we're talking about 2-3 weeks later after when Errol Spence was booked for drunk driving on that charge after the accident. Okay, you saw the eyes were still messed up. So he definitely had a brain bleed. And Jerry Jones, being the head of the Dallas Cowboys and being one of the big shot callers down there in Texas, wanted to do fights in Texas with Errol Spence. So what happened was he got Errol Spence's physical whitewashed. And they've never really examined Errol Spence. And if you look at Errol Spence now, you look at Errol Spence before, and I'm not talking about smoking weed and being kicking back and this and that. That ain't weed that's done that to him. Though the effects, his slowness and his ability to not communicate as rapidly as he once did, I think is attributed to the sport of boxing, that car accident.
The brain is certainly not meant to be hit, and it's also not meant to be involved in a high-speed car accident. He was damaged goods.
But you got, what a puss, though. I mean, you pull out a gun. You pull out a gun in a party. It's a $10,000 gun, folks. And you think I'm kidding? It was valued at $10,000 retail. Much like Floyd Mayweather. You know, Floyd Mayweather bought that $18 million watch. You know how much it was worth after he bought it?
How much?
About 11. You know how much it's worth now?
How much?
About 7. Blood don't know how to make investments, man. What kind of stuff is that? You buy an $18 million watch, you should make a nickel on it, right?
Depreciating asset, I guess that's what they call it. I got nothing.
You got nothing. Straight up, the Daniel Ogden's in the other room. Super dad, super mom. Take it away, Daniel.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816.
800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
That's a Republican. That's right, Don King. He's down there blowing Donald Trump weekly at the palace down there in Florida. I kid you not. People tell me that when Donald Trump comes in the room, like Don King's going, here he comes, the greatest man on the planet, that kind of stuff. You know, Don's still doing it, although he's not hyping fighter, he's hyping Trump. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking world of boxing and MMA. From his lair in Brooklyn, I take that back, in the Bronx. We'll talk about Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. We were talking about Shakur Stevenson. What's up? You know, Shakur and Shannon Sharpe went back and forth this week, didn't they?
Yeah, he was a guest on Shannon Sharpe's podcast. And Shannon Sharpe, the Hall of Fame tight end who's made a name for himself in media, shared a lot of the same opinion that you do. You know, he basically called Shakur to his face a boring fighter. And Shakur took a lot of umbrage from it. And he snapped back at Shannon. He called him ignorant. And he was kind of pulling rank, like the old, you don't know, blank about boxing. You know, so stay out of this. You never done it before. You can't criticize me. And, you know, that's something that Shakur will always have that cloud over his head of him not being exciting fighter.
Listen, since Dana signed him, I want Dana to put him on pay-per-view.
Well,
you know, put him on pay-per-view. Let's see what he's worth, because I got news for you. Wink, wink. We all watch pay-per-view. Wink, wink. Few of us pay for it. Okay, mm-hmm. Very few of us pay for it. Can we both admit that? I mean, you and I pay for it because we have to. We're in the business. But outside of that, nobody. Right. Do you know anybody that pays for it?
I know one or two.
One or two?
One or two.
Out of like three figures?
Yeah. And it's funny, if you put Shakur on pay-per-view, that might be the number it does, one or two. I mean, that used to be the barometer, right? Like on pay-per-view buys. Now with the streaming things, you know, that was the barometer. I mean, the Golden Gooses, you know, guys like Oscar and Mike Tyson,
I'm going to get in some trouble for this, and I know I am, because take that back. Tommy D's got the day off tomorrow, so hopefully his agent's not listening. Please, I hope they're out shopping, because, you know, when his agent rains on you, you know you've been rained on. So anyway, he's into Shushu Carrington, Bruce Carrington, okay? After that performance last week, I don't want to wish bad things on Shushu, but if Dana White and Shakur Stevenson were both run over by a truck, and Bruce Carrington was a witness to that, and then, you know, I think that would be sort of cool, because it might scare him back into being a fighter instead of a toucher, because that touch stuff kills me.
I get it, man. Listen, a fighter does have a responsibility, you know, for entertainment. I mean, people pay money to see you fight. You know, I mean, I get it. And then there's a philosophy of guys like Floyd Mayweather, for example, their responsibility is to themselves. It's to make as much money as you can and be healthy and yada, yada, yada. But hey, you have to take the good with the bad. If you choose to fight that way, you can't be sensitive when people criticize you. That's it.
Wow, that's probably the best way I can put it. Let's talk about the upcoming current heavyweight division. I was looking through the top 20. Of course, there's the fat man, baby. The big baby. Outside of him, there's nobody in the heavyweight division as far as the Americans are concerned. But Moses Aitama and Filip Hrgovec are going to go at it. Hrgovec is 20-1, and the one loss was Danny Dubois. He's got 18 KOs, of course. He's taking on Moses Aitama. Is he the future? We don't know. 14-0, 12 KOs. But Moses is a 9-1 favorite here. Filip can punch.
He can. I think he definitely will be a live opponent. He's the biggest test for Aitama up to date. It's a shame that Aitama is not more active. You know, I think back to when Mike Tyson was coming up, because they're basically trying to make him Tyson-esque, right? Mm. Well, Mike was fighting once a month,
sometimes more than that.
Yeah. You know, so. I just don't understand why he's not fighting at least every 2 months. I mean, his fights are ending within 2 to 3 rounds anyway. So to me, you need to get his name out there more. Now, granted, the competition level that you would probably put him up against, that's fine. It's okay because you're trying to build him into this unbeatable monster. So you're going to give him cannon fodder, but they're still following the same old pattern of every 6 months, like every other fighter, and it hurts. It really does.
Back to the Tim Tszyu Errol Spence fight. 27-3, mm-hmm. Of course, been stopped 2 times. Talk about Tim Tszyu, of course, 18 KOs. And then you've got the young man, of course, from Texas. Talk about Errol Spence, 28-1, 22 KOs. Prospect of the year, 2015. Are you ready for this? Errol Spence is a favorite.
Really? That's surprising.
Are they trying to pull something on us here?
Wow. Yeah, but on the road? If you tell me the fight's in Houston, okay, I'll buy it a little bit. But he's going to be fighting on the other side of the world in the guy's hometown?
Minus 120 favorite.
Wow. That surprises me.
No, something's up with that, man. Here's what's up. Listen, I think that everybody that's taking a look at Errol Spence of late realizes that, you know, you can't get that messed up smoking weed. You just can't. Okay? And he's messed up. There's just no doubt about it. His motor skills don't look like they're responding well. It doesn't look like and for this entire training camp, they didn't do any sparring. He tried to blame it on his trainer or something like that, and evidently it was his father that called the shots. No sparring for this fight. He hasn't fought in 3 years, and he's not sparring for this fight. Can't you smell that this is just a payday?
Boxing doesn't have pensions, so this might be the cash-out fight.
Can you see it any other way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all leading to that. You know, PBC, Al Haymon, you know, is it a going-away fight for Errol? We're going to find out. But Tim Tszyu, this is a classic. If you take it just off of face value, it's the classic crossroads fight, right? Because yep. Tim Tszyu's career is hanging on by a thread as well. Yep. So he needs a win.
His last win was against Dennis Nurja. Yeah, right. A 10-round win.
Right.
But he got Fedora, he got lit up by. And, of course, that one guy that lit him up, we thought was going to be the future of the 154-pound division. But he took too long in between fights. We'll just call him Bakram. Of course, the guy fighting out of Oxnard, California, the Russian. Mm-hmm. That Russian lit him up in 3 rounds. After Fedora beat him, and then Fedora came back and stopped him. So Tim Tszyu's got 3 losses, 2 have been stops.
Yeah, right. He was winning in spectacular fashion, and he's losing in spectacular fashion. You know, he's taking beatings. You know, that Fedora fight. He took punishment.
Speaking of Australian stars, you seen any pictures of Jeff Fenech lately?
No, is he doing okay?
No, he won't be. He will not be making 126 anytime soon.
So he's eating well.
I can't get it, man. I can't get it. It just blows my mind. I mean, I get a little belly on me. I say to myself, you know, you got to stop eating. Do something. Work out, run more, something like that. my friends get bellies and they just keep going.
I mean, it happens, especially with the little guys. I remember meeting Bazooka Gomez about 25 years ago, and I was, he blew up, you know, and he's not doing the best of health right
no,
now.
No, let me tell you. He fought at 122 pounds. Me and Arguello smoking cigarettes, Alexis Arguello smoking cigarettes in Mexico City, I guess it was about year 2000, 2002, something like that. So I'm looking across the room, and I see Wilfredo Gomez, and I see this dude that's he's got to weigh 270 pounds. And he used to fight at 122. I'm not BSing you, folks. You think I'm exaggerating? I'm not. We're talking 270 pounds. So I'm looking across the room, and I can't figure out who it is, although I know it's somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I say to Alexis, hey, who's that fat dude over there? He goes, oh, that's Wilfredo. And I go, and I still don't realize it. I go, Wilfredo who? He goes, Wilfredo Gomez. And I almost fell over. I almost fell over. That's what Marvin Hagler made a crack about his weight, too.
Mm, yeah. I felt the same way. How about Prince Nassim Hamed?
Well, yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's like, he's got to be 270 pounds, too.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he ate pork?
Oh.
Like that. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yes. Speaking of pork, I told you when we went to China that time. The first time we went to China, the Chinese said, Muhammad, they served a big buffet in the morning. They served those undercooked eggs and nothing but pork sausage and bacon.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's when me and Muhammad Ali became in love with McDonald's. It was terrible. We had to go to McDonald's. Anyway, I'm going to let you run. I got all kinds of crazy stuff to do, but you have a great week. I think you got something going tomorrow, and Tommy D is going to be with you. So Tommy D gets a pass.
Yes.
And I, of course, Tommy D's got that network. Check him out on YouTube, the Tommy D Network. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Socrates Palmer, we thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you for you always having my back. Peace.
Straight up, the man, the boxing's PhD himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer.
Where people rain through, the sort of place they really care about you. It's kind of rough.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Running a business is like running a team. Every play counts. So Sean DeVore built DeVore Recruiting to help business owners succeed. And smart leaders know when to delegate. DeVore Recruiting makes hiring a virtual assistant simple and effective. Their team connects you with experienced professionals who handle admin, marketing, and client support so you can focus on growth. Choose from bronze, silver, or gold packages tailored to your needs. Visit DeVoreRecruiting.com. That's DeVore, D-E-V-O-R-E, recruiting.com.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Waiting on the internet, supposed to be like, I just ran an internet test. It's like high speed, and yet I've got a brand new computer, and it's like dial-up. I kid you not. So this is like frustrating as muck, muck with an F. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Floyd Mayweather, a moneyless saga broken down into three sentences. Sentence number one. In late 2024, Floyd Mayweather bought a $200,000 watch from a Las Vegas jeweler with a Wells Fargo check that bounced. And Floyd ghosted the jeweler and then ignored their attorney. Number two, it's April 2026 with a strip club closed. Remember who broke that story, folks? Floyd is reportedly told by the district attorney's office that unless he buys back the bounced check, Floyd will criminally be charged with two felonies and theft and fraud. Three, Floyd had circa 60 days or almost 2 months to come up with $200,000 to avoid these criminal charges, and that could send him to prison. And he couldn't. What can I say? That's it. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Is there no other way to put it? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Abdullah Mason, very impressive last week. Of course, he coming from behind and taking care of Jaron Bell. I thought the end was a bit controversial, and the scores were, I thought, a little bit wide. But the bottom line is Mason was ahead. There's no doubt about that. His Bell didn't win around after the fifth round. But he looked good for the first five, a guy that came in on 2 weeks' notice. More power to him. And of course, there was a bit of a heist on the undercard. How can I put this? Harvey Dock. Remember good old Harvey Dock? Yeah, Harvey Dock. Anyway, Harvey Dock was involved, and I just wasn't happy with the fights that Harvey Dock seems to be. Of course, I call Harvey Dock D-I-C-K a lot of times instead of Harvey Dock, but the bottom line is Dick Dock. It's not my favorite referee. There's no doubt about it. His mechanics are bad. His just mechanics are bad. And Scary Dater, Derek Scooter Davis from Washington, D.C., got an Emmy Award for his post-fight interview when he was gloating over the fact that Carlos Ramos beat him like a girl. I mean, remember when girls couldn't fight? Remember that? Remember back in the moment when girls couldn't fight? Well, that's sort of like how bad that I thought he could just got outboxed. I thought Derek Scooter was just clearly outboxed. What happened was this guy, Carlos Ramos from Spain, went into the southpaw stance. And, you know, Andy Nance, I saw him yesterday, number one ranked by the IBF at one point in time when he retired at 140 pounds. But he couldn't handle a left-hander. When we boxed left-handed, I would give him fists. I couldn't touch him boxing right-handed, so I boxed left-handed. And I remember his trainees call me a sea sucker and all kinds of different names. But the bottom line is Scooter Davis got an Emmy. The scores were really bad because I had it 77-75. But the three judges had it 78-74 times two. And then one judge had it 77-75. So they had it the other way. They had the wrong guy winning. Okay, that was really, really bad. And then, you know, Scooter went out there and gave us his ghetto glout. And ghetto gloat, I mean, basically it was like he had enough spit coming out of his mouth, spit with an H to fill a porta potty. He just could. There was no doubt about that. Now, back to your health. A close friend of mine who spends some time in the studio every once in a while, he went and saw his doctor last week. He's at least 25 pounds overweight, and this is my buddy. He took this away as good news when the doctor told him, "You're in good health for your age," end quote. That being said, it doesn't take AI to think that is having a heart attack in the next 10 years, being overweight, of course, is probably a safer bet than him not having a heart attack, especially if there's heart woes in his family, okay? So anyway, bottom line is doctors don't tell you anymore. They just don't tell you. I mean, the MD apparently didn't say anything about his gut. He didn't bring it up, I asked. And when Pedro talks health, of course, I can rarely use the F word. You can't use the F word when you talk about health with people because fat is to heavyset people, with the N word is the blacks. I kid you not. The only one positive side effect of COVID was the fact that both of my friends lost 120 combined pounds. Outside of that, and guess what? They gained it back. And when they gained it back, of course, they're the know-it-all type of guys. And one guy is like 280 pounds, and he's 5'10". He's over 65, and he told me with a straight face, "Are you ready for this? He's heavy and healthy." That's like an oxymoron. Anyway, it's a glaring illustration of his not being hip and I'm being kind as far as his health is concerned. And when you get in denial post-55, you're like playing You're playing with human nitroglycerin. As your excess package greatly increases the chance of both heart attack and stroke. So the bottom line is, I thought about this week, because I was going up the stairs. Have you ever carried two bags of groceries upstairs? This old guy, was weight tripping the other day when I was recently toting two well-stuffed, Whole Foods bags. Yeah, I despise Jeff Bezos, but Whole Foods is all I eat. But the bottom line is, I was dragging these two bags up two flights of stairs, and you figure Pedro walks around at about 155, and the groceries combined were about 35 pounds. So it was right then and there that I realized what it was like to walk up the stairs just 35 pounds overweight without any bags. Okay, and right now America's going through all kinds of weight issues. Somebody said to me that almost 2/3 of American adults are obese or pre-diabetic and that kind of stuff. That stuff is crazy. Anyway, bottom line is there are 200 chemicals, not a couple, but there's 200 chemicals that have been approved and deemed safe by the U.S. and Food and Drug Administration that in reality are unsafe, and only the governors of Florida and Texas, two of my most unfavorite guys, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott, they're the only two guys that are taking this up. I kid you not. These are 200 items that you can't, 200 chemicals that you won't find in your food in Europe, Canada, or even China. I mean, when China's got better food standards than the United States, we got a problem. And I figured out what this is all about, folks. I mean, I told you about the Chick-fil-A sandwich being poisonous, the aluminum phosphate. Why would you put aluminum phosphate in a chicken sandwich? Of course, aluminum phosphate is a compound that, when injected into the brains of animals, produces neurofibrillary tangles, similar to those found in Alzheimer's disease. So we're putting that in our food? We knew 100 years ago that the guys that worked in aluminum mines got Alzheimer's. So we're putting something in our food with aluminum in it? You got to be kidding. Of course, Chick-fil-A is not returning my call. I called them several times regarding why they put this aluminum phosphate in their sandwich. And, of course, they had nothing to say. You know, it's pretty sad. It just is. It's really 200 chemicals, man. 200 chemicals. Oh, that's and of course, America's overweight and having all kinds of health issues. And we spend more time at the doctor per capita than any real major population. I mean, you know, successful country in the world. Now think about that. More, and of course, our health care is more expensive. In fact, the Mexicans got free health care now. Why can't we get free health care? In the last 18 months, since a certain guy's been in office, my health care costs went up. Is that cool? No, it's not cool at all. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. You got to watch what you eat. You got to really watch what you really got to be anal. I mean, let me tell you like this. My diet's really crazy. Right now, the only thing I'm drinking is spring water and coffee. That's it. I have one big, large cup of coffee in the morning, and the rest of the day is spring water. Of course, my point, my glucose level, or A, whatever they call it, not the glucose level. My glucose level was at 98, but there was another sugar level that was 1 point above normal. So, you know, my new doctor challenged me, and of course, me being the champion of health that I want to be, I said, okay, I'm ready to rock with you. I haven't had any sugar. Added sugar, although, you know, anyway, let me take sugar a second, but no sodas, no cake, nothing like that. And then I look at the side of my beef jerky from Whole Foods, right? It's like natural beef and all that kind of good stuff. And there's 7 grams of sugar in that. I mean, oh Lord, there's sugar everywhere. So I'm trying to avoid sugar as much as I can. Do I feel better? I don't know yet. It's only been like 11 days. They say you feel better after a month with no added sugar per se. And I'm truly, really trying to stay away from the added sugar. So I will be your sugar experiment, no doubt about that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, not diet talk. Of course, this is your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of MMA and boxing, of course, Dana White going to do his thing tonight, of course, with Conor McGregor. And I'm not a big fan of Dana White. Have you guessed that yet? I mean, Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating. I mean, that's, or the Tinder, same thing, but he just is. He's an STD. He's a walking STD. I mean, people, you keep seeing these articles in the paper, online, today's paper, that say, why do UFC fighters get paid so less? I mean, put it this way, Francis Ngannou sold out Madison Square Garden, the garden, okay? He sold it out. $7 million gig. Guess how much he got as far as the paycheck was concerned? $500,000 plus a $50,000 bonus. So he got $550,000 for a fight that was on pay-per-view and so gained millions of dollars on pay-per-view. It was a winner, no doubt about that. And it sold out the house, $7 million. He only got $500,000. I mean, the guys are getting 10% of the money. I've said this time and time again. Some people may get tired of me saying this, but the bottom line is I was a cop in San Francisco. I knew a lot of pimps. I knew my share of hoes, okay, or employees. Pimps and their employees. And if you got away with paying an employee 10% of what she was making, she would be on the first bus or the first Greyhound of St. Louis, Las Vegas, Reno, she'd be gone. She'd be out of town, okay? But in the world of mixed martial arts, you have no choice because, you know, there's only Dana. There is nobody else. It's Dana White in the UFC. Of course, there used to be Strikeforce and all these different other clubs and the professional boxing, I think professional boxing league or something like that, a professional fight league, PFL, is trying to put something together. But the bottom line is everybody's coming in a very distant second to the UFC. And still the UFC is able to pay these guys slave wages. I mean, this is like, and you can't unionize boxing or MMA because they're all independent contractors. Bottom line is we all go out to see what we can make for the most. As far as these guarantees that Dana White's talking about with boxing, you're not going to get the big paydays at the end. You're just not. And that's what you really want. I mean, you fight chump fights. You fight punk-ass fights. You fight fights where you maybe got to go into another guy's hometown. But if you beat him, it means a bigger payday at the end of the. I mean, you're looking to get paid. That is that's what being a professional fighter is all about. It's not winning titles. It's not putting belts in. There's lots of belts around. But it's not putting belts around your waist. It's putting money in the bank. Okay, putting money in the, that's what you want to do. And unfortunately, not enough fighters do. Right now, of course, we've got Floyd Mayweather having his money woes down there in Las Vegas. And I'm not feeling sorry for him. I'm just not. I mean, Floyd, me, we went back and forth. Of course, it was the day that he told me, he started a press conference off. Check this out. Press conference at the top-ranked gym in Las Vegas. I guess it was about 2001, 2002, somewhere around there. Anyway, so he says, was it that late? I think somewhere around. Maybe a little earlier. So anyway, he says, hey, before we start this press conference, I want to point out the best boxing writer in the world, that guy right there. Didn't know my name, but he knew who I was. He's with Flash. I was Flash Magazine. So it was me, Pedro Fernandez. So about 10, 15 minutes later, I asked him a trying question. He said to me, man, what do you know about boxing? Well, you know, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, I was the greatest boxing writer of all time. Straight up, that's Floyd Mayweather. Upcoming, Anthony Joshua. Going down, I think, the 25th. Of July, of course, going to go on the Zone pay-per-view. When anytime I say the Zone pay-per-view, I say wink, wink. Bottom line is Josh was ranked number 7th, 29-4, 29-4, of course, been stopped 2 times, 26 KOs, of course, 6'6", 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Take on a guy named Christian Pranga. Pranga comes with 20-1, 20 KOs, got stopped by Danny Dubois, I believe in his only fight. But the bottom line is he's fought nothing but bums. Look for Joshua to roll over him like a bowling pin. And it looks like that's going to be on Amazon Prime Video, straight up. Of course, we got the Errol Spence fight, Tim Zhu. That's going to rock and roll. I think that's going to be on the Zone pay-per-view as well. Wink, wink. Listen, if you've got a pay-per-view issue and you don't want to pay for pay-per-view, go over to somebody else's house that will. That's the best way to do it. I go over to Daniel's house. Daniel's got all the pay-per-views going on, and I don't ask him how he gets them, but I leave him a few bucks before I leave. Bottom line is we have a good time. We all watch the fights. You know, yeah, and guess what? It's pay-per-view. I mean, that's the way you want to do pay-per-view. Or my only other outlet as far as watching pay-per-view is concerned is like with a pair of binoculars and through somebody else's window. Outside of that, those are the only two ways you can wait for pay-per-view. I'm not advocating stealing anything online. Wink, wink. I'm not advocating stealing anything online. But the bottom line is I think these pay-per-view prices are through the roof. Daniel, can we roll to a break? You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to mention a little boxing history. Wow, I can't believe it's going to be like, wow, 40-something years. In 1982, of course, Salvador Sanchez had his last fight, 44-1, 32 KOs. Of course, I watched him beat Gomez. Of course, that was like, I thought, the greatest fight of all time. These two guys going back and forth. So it's Gomez undefeated and Sanchez having lost that one fight. Gomez 32 and zip, 32 knockouts. He got lit up like a White House Christmas. He was abused from the first round on. But the bottom line is, July 21st, 1982, was the last fight that Salvador Sanchez had, and was with Azuma Nelson, who would be a future world champion. And now I'm looking at the scorecards here. According to the BoxRec, Sanchez was ahead 135, 131, 132. No, see, yeah, one judge had it 138, 132 the other way. Exactly. I thought that judge was right. I thought that Sanchez might have been losing that fight going in, but two judges had him ahead. But the bottom line is, of course, he stopped him with a few seconds left in the 15th round. He would never fight again. He would die in August 12th. 1982, of course, the age of 22, the once beaten Salvador Sanchez, probably considered pound for pound one of the greatest fighters of all time. But I wonder if he was overrated because of the fact he died early, or just he deserves that type of accolades. I really don't know, because the bottom line is he did beat Gomez. Gomez was favorite going in. I thought Gomez was going to wipe him out. I didn't think he had a chance. I mean, Slim and none, and Slim was out of town, but that's the way it boiled down to. Gomez was only a 2.5-1 favorite. I should have figured that out, being only a 2.5-1 favorite. But at the end of the day, man, Sanchez destroyed him. I mean, broke his cheekbone in the first round. Sort of did what I did to Keith Rucker, broke his cheekbone. Once you break somebody's bones in the first round, they're sort of done. I mean, they'll last a little while. They might last a distance. It may last a long time. But once you break their bones, basically they're knowing throughout the entire fight that their face is broken. And they know this. And if psychologically it messes with people, they don't want to get hit, this and that. But the bottom line is, he broke his face, and anyway, Sanchez, one of the greatest fighters of all time, no doubt about that. And Gomez, at one point in time, of course, before he got fat and lost, he's gotten fat to 130 pounds from 122. 122 was his peak, but anything after 122 was a bit of an aberration or a sort of a slant on his career, because the bottom line is, you know, he was a fat guy. He lost to Rocky Lockridge. He lost to guys that gave him some decisions at 130 pounds that were just unbelievable. I'm talking about the WBA, the World of Bronco and Anarchy, but they gave him another title fight, and of course, he fought until the end, but 290 pounds now, Wilfredo Gomez, not long for this world. If fat guy's there early, he's dying early. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the same channel on YouTube, twitch.tv as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thank you so much for production of Sports Byline, and we wouldn't be here without Daniel Ogden. Thanks, Daniel.
We'll be right back.